this way. Well, what I was going to say, not only when we worship do we recognize God for who He is, but we recognize our place before Him. We recognize that, as we just saying, we are sinners. You hear the word of God. Isaiah 66 says, "This is the one to whom I will look, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word." As we confess our sins together, let's remember we do need to have that contrite of heart, humble spirit before Him. Let's pray. We bow low, O God, for we are sinners in need of Your grace. We feel it at every level. When we look into Your holy law, it speaks to us. It tells us that we are condemned before You. Our consciences are continually pricked by Your Spirit, and the conviction of our guilt weighs heavily upon us day after day. Were that enough, the devil but whispers in our ear and reminds us of our many sins before You. He accuses us unrelentingly and terrorizes us with our own offenses. Yes, Lord, we are brought to our knees before You. We come to You with nothing but our weakness and wretchedness, and we beg You for Your mercy and grace. There is no other place that we can run to. It is only to Jesus that we fly. For He is our only hope. Our only consolation is the promise of salvation and the cross of our dear Lord. We thank You, O God, that You sent Him to die in our place. And we pray that You would continue Your good work within us. Continue to deliver us from our sins. Let us not see only the books before You cleared, but we pray that You would continue to save us from ongoing sin. The corruptions that still entangle us, we pray that they might be now crucified with Christ, so that new obedience might blossom in their place. We pray, O God, that we might become the righteousness of God, and that good works might characterize our lives. We pray that our love would increase and our holiness would abound to the glory of Your name. And may it be that we receive a hearty portion of Your grace, so that we might live upright before You. We ask it in Jesus' strong name. Amen. In those early years of Jesus' life, just before He began His ministry, He came out to the river to be baptized, and the Baptist saw Him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." Thanks be to God for that Savior.